Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. There's been lots of questions in the last year, especially about gender, but I don't have a problem with my gender. I know I'm a man. I look down, and I'm a man. I'm a short man, but I'm a man. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Calling all mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
When things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Captain Crunch's Oops, All Berries? And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. If we can't admit that in certain enclaves there is some level of trendiness to the idea of being anything other than straight, then this is not a serious science-based discussion. It's a blow being struck in the culture wars using children as cannon fodder. I don't understand parents who won't let their 9-year-old walk to the corner without a helmet, an EpiPen, and a GPS tracker. But hormone blockers and genital surgery, fine. Maybe the girl who hates girly stuff just needs to learn that being female doesn't mean you have to act like a Kardashian. They're kids, it's all phases. The dinosaur phase, the Hello Kitty phase. One day they want to be an astronaut, the next day you can't get them to leave their room. Gender fluid, kids are fluid about everything. If kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses. I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody took me seriously and scheduled me for eye removal and peg leg surgery.
Oh, man, that was Bill Maher. What? You say? I thought he was a total lib. Oh, no, he said that in front of Stacey Abrams, and she just kept staring him down while he was saying all of that. Hi, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm great.
You sound great on a Tuesday.
I'm so disgusted. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it anymore.
Okay.
I'm just sick of the way we're being manipulated in every way you can think of.
Today,
the big headline is Utah. 33% increase in the past week of COVID cases.
33%?
They don't. But what they don't say is it was like 140 people in the whole state was the 30% increase.
Let me guess, KSL or Deseret News or Salt Lake Tribune. The Daily Rectum.
So ICU cases in the last 7 days in the entire state of Utah. 13.
Spectrum, you're making us proud. You're just like Deseret News and KSL and Salt Lake Trib.
Why is this even making the news?
I can't tell you, but anything to drive up fear in a headline, you got to hand it to the, what did you call it?
The Daily Rectum.
Anyway, no, it's the truth though.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Is.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Sarah Minet. I just wanted to thank you for your kind comments.
And oh, wonderful. Sarah.
Offered to send you a copy of the second edition of my book that just came out.
Okay, Sarah, I just talked about your near-death experience on the air, right? You heard about that.
Someone told me something.
Okay. This is awesome. This is so awesome. So I actually want to have you. So you're live right now on the show, but I want to have you back for like a segment, like a whole segment where we're talking about that, because your near-death experience from 1979 so intrigued me that I brought it up on the air. I wanted people to kind of understand where we might be headed. So will you please email me right now at kate@katedalyradio.com?
I don't know how to do that, but I can have someone help me with that.
That would be awesome, because I really want to speak with you.
So I put Kate
at
Daly.
Nope, just Kate. Kate at.
Kate.
At. The at sign. KateDalyRadio.com. And you're going to email me, have somebody email me with your contact information. I'll get a hold of you after the show.
Okay, will do.
You're awesome. Thank you, Sarah. Oh, that was so awesome. I just quoted her.
The word spreads.
I just quoted her last Friday. Did a whole show about monkeypox, smallpox. What do you think about in fear for the 104 people that tested positive? They're not even sick of COVID. Okay, thank you, Daily Rectum. Really appreciate you guys. They're just such an awful newspaper. But you know what, though? All news is kind of co-opted by USA Today, and very, very liberal people run all the news organizations. So that's really a sad thing.
This is how bad it is. Uh-huh. If you take a current article on the monkey virus and you change monkey virus to SARS-CoV-2, you can't tell the difference between the articles. It's the same line of crap.
They're using the same pictures. They're using the same photo of some poor soul in Africa over and over and over again. And they're saying what is smallpox is monkeypox. Monkeypox is smallpox. Same picture. Same little black kid. Same picture. It's just frustrating. It's just so many lies. And so I said on Friday, I said, look, you know, I wouldn't believe the fear mongering going on, but I would order some stuff for the amount of $30 for the extract, $7 for the homeopath that you have to use more of instead of the extract. Then get it. Have it. I mean, you never know what these lunatics are going to do. See, when COVID hit, I hate to say COVID because it's such a sham, but when the 98 symptoms category hit, this is what it was like in the beginning. And everybody kept saying never going to lock down for this, but they will use excuses. And now that they've co-opted the government, now that they've co-opted the states, and we have somebody like Spencer Cox who licks Biden's boots at any chance he can get. I mean, my gosh, he's always on the ground licking boots. Then you better betcha they're going to come with something as far as a lockdown goes for something that's a non-something. They did it with COVID. And our cities, Michelle and Jimmy and John Pike and the county commissioners all licked boots too. Don't forget that happened.
A year ago in April, they did one of those tabletop simulations of a monkey virus pandemic.
Right.
Monkeypox.
A
year ago.
Oh yes.
In April.
Yes.
And
you're
they
right.
said during that during that their simulation said 3 billion people worldwide and 270 million deaths.
Yeah, and they were like salivating over the thought because they were so happy about it. 3 million. We could kill off 3 million in one fell swoop. Awesome.
And monkeypox has no history of that kind of death numbers. None.
No, I know. So they could weaponize. They could do all kinds of things. They were working. The big news today was that Wuhan Labs, which I don't fully believe the way they angle the China story does not fully encompass the way that we run China's labs too. But anyway, with that being said, they're not honest about it. We run them and we pay for them. But they were messing around with monkeypox before they were COVID. The COVID hoax, whatever.
So most people know that smallpox was eradicated.
Okay. Last case, 1980.
The only place that has smallpox are biological warfare laboratories.
Yep, Atlanta and Russia.
So if they release smallpox, people would say, wait a minute, it had to be released by a government.
Yeah,
because
like ours.
That's the only place that has it. So what are they doing instead? They're going to release smallpox and they're going to call it monkeypox.
No, I still have up my Ukraine decorations. I mean, I'm not ready for monkeypox. They keep going so fast. I mean, Henry Kissinger was out there, all 4'3" of him, and he munched into a little ball, but he can still speak. And what is he, like 150? And he said, in dog years, he said that Russia should just give the land over to Ukraine. I love how they're orchestrating it and then in the news telling another tale. It's interesting, but they're really ready. See, they want this to be over now because the decorations need to be put up for Ukraine. Get out your go, Ukraine. I love Zelenko. And then now it's monkeypox. It is. It's monkeypox. What can I say?
Did you see that meme of the Monopoly board?
No.
Okay. There's a meme out. It's a Monopoly board.
Oh, no. I would love
And
this.
On two sides of it are a bunch of people from the World Economic Forum. Okay. And then on the other two sides are people on their knees holding that side of the board up on their backs. And it says, all we need to do to stop this is stand up. It is gorgeous.
I love that. I'm going to have to find that. We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I know I keep telling you guys we're making t-shirts. Every time we make or design a batch of t-shirts, we find a whole new crop of new ones that end up being better. So I really just have to just start making them. And I am going to go with a company that you can just order from them and they'll just drop ship it right to you. That way I don't have time to mess with a lot of t-shirts, but we're starting to make some. And I just wanted to let you guys know that. And we'll have to put that on. We'll have to put that on it because people should be getting tired by now of being played. You got played with 98 symptoms. It could be everything and anything. Okay. So stop with that. We were in a pandemic. If I hear one more person say that, I'm going to go through the roof. It's not a pandemic when you haven't been to 100 funerals a month of close and personal friends, you're not in a pandemic. So stop with the pandemic stuff. You know, I keep hearing it everywhere I go. Oh, because of the pandemic. We've been trained to say that like a bunch of loons. You sound ignorant when you say that. Stop saying it. Also, we need to talk about California's testing digital driver's license. By the way, Utah was the first one to put that in. And with the help of Harmon's, which I would never shop there. What a disgusting grocery store that is. Do not go to Harmon's. Do not give them your business. They're terrible. And they were the first big sponsor of digital driver's license combined with a vaccine license. Did you guys know that? Harmon's? Terrible, terrible Harmon's. Awful Harmon's. Horrible, disgusting Harmon's. Don't shop there. Quit giving them your dollars. They overcharge as it is anyway. They're the most expensive grocery store chain in the state of Utah for no reason. Plus, they're awful people. Did you see how they treated the handicapped and wearing masks inside their stores? They booted them out. The handicapped, for Pete's sakes. Don't go shop at Harmon's. Costco's bad enough. Costco's horrible. Horrible, horrible managers that run Costco. Horrible managers that run Harmon's. Also, I just wanted to mention, we need to talk about income because Switchpoint decided they were going to go into the daycare business. And I want to talk about that for a minute. I don't think that government should be competing with daycares, but they are. And then there's, of course, the subsidies, which some private daycares do, too. So we'll mention that, too. But it's just government on steroids, people. Government on steroids. You get as many government programs as you want, honey. All you got to do is work at McDonald's for the rest of your life, and you get money after money after money. That's how it works in America. So we will be right back. You stay at that entry-level job, and poof, suddenly you're making the equivalent of like $80,000 a year if you can just stay there and be under the radar and then collect, collect, collect. We'll show you how to do it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. There's been lots of questions in the last year, especially about gender, but I don't have a problem with my gender. I know I'm a man. I look down, and I'm a man. I'm a short man, but I'm a man. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Trip. Okay. Blinded by the light. Anyway, in the dumps with the mumps. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Broadcasting after 2 months of a lie called a pandemic. How are you today? I hope you're doing well out there. By the way, you can get $10 off today only. UtahLibertyFestival.com. UtahLibertyFestival.com. You've got to go there. You'll get 10 bucks off. I'm telling you, you've got to be part of this festival. This is going on in June. You can still get tickets for $10 off if you do that by today. UtahLibertyFestival.com. What great speakers are being flown in. Even Dr. Artis will be there. And such an amazing, amazing amount of veterans. I mean, just a very, very cool event. UtahLibertyFestival.com. Go there and get your tickets. It really will be an amazing lineup, and you're not going to want to miss that. So make sure you do that. And also garage doors only. I love it that they have not increased their prices. If you listen to some of their ads, garage doors only, a lot of people are taking advantage of people with the shortages and stuff. They're not doing that. And hats off to Utah, or I'm sorry, Garage Doors Only. Garage Doors Only, best of Southern Utah several times over, good patriots and amazing people, and you're going to want to do business with them. Their ads alone are so good, and you know what I mean. If you listen to their ads, they're just fantastic. So just make sure that you go to Garage Doors Only. You're going to love those guys. And even if they didn't put in your garage door, they can still come and fix it if it needs fixing. And if you need a new garage door, now's the time. I mean, my gosh, you're going to be set up really great. They service Nevada and Utah, by the way, all through the state of Utah. Garage Doors Only. Just make sure and go to Patriots for your business. So, okay, Willie, I think Willie's going to be joining us in the next segment of the show, but let's talk about Switch Point, shall we? Okay. The reason, and I'm not, this is the hard part. They've expanded services now to reach about $43,000 a year when somebody makes about $43,000 a year. The average income in America is about $53,000 a year. It's only $10,000 under the average of what people make right now. Okay? 20 bucks an hour, you're at what, $41,000 a year? So if you stay at your entry-level position, okay, this is the problem. You get so many perks, and that's a problem. We should be looking at this and thinking there's something very, very wrong with this. First of all, if you are under that mark, you get Switch Point is doing a new daycare, 24-hour daycare. And then, of course, it has subsidies, right, from the new TANF program, T-A-N-F. And this is family employment, blobbity-gook, another program that uses your tax dollars, that monies get diverted into that. So you have CHIP. You have the temporary assistance for needy families. You have food stamps. You have WIC. You have general assistance. Then you have housing and rent programs, foreclosure and mortgage assistance. You have free legal aid, social services, emergency assistance. You get Utah free clinics provide health care, right? You get telephone assistance. Telephone assistance. You get housing vouchers. You get homeless prevention for tenants and homeowners. You get assistance for seniors. You get government grants, job programs, self-sufficiency services, and even help with your energy bills. You know, what do you get, Bob? Well, you get a free pair of, you know, you get the Ginsu knives and you get everything else. And that's what the problem is there's no incentive to get beyond the entry-level position.
And
you're doing okay with all of our tax dollars.
But here's how they hide it. The federal government stated that the 2022 poverty guidelines for the 48 contiguous states is for a family of four, the poverty level is $27,750. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, if you say that, that does sound like a small amount of money.
It does.
Okay. However, the issue is that in order to qualify for benefits, they do it like this. Okay, you qualify for food assistance if you make 150% of the poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
So they set the poverty level low.
Then they go three times or almost double that.
150% of poverty level is $42,000 a year.
Which is $11,000 under the average.
Yes.
So they're inching that into the average, right? each year. They're kind of inching it in some ways.
What they're doing is they're subsidizing a middle-class lifestyle at the expense of all of us.
At the middle class, at the expense of the middle class that are really
working,
providing for this money, truly.
Yeah, working hard.
Yeah.
If you're a family of four and you're only earning $27,000 a year, that means only one of the parents is working.
Yeah.
In a family of four.
Right.
Because if both were working, they'd be making $40,000 a year plus.
Right.
It's all insane.
But then they sell it like... isn't this amazing that Switchpoint is doing this? And then it's the huge, I'm crying as I say this. And we are now providing you with 24-hour care like no one's ever done. And all I see is more programs that combine government monies, and they call them often grants. They're still our money. It's still our money. It's being collected from you, goes into these programs, and it competes with other businesses. This is the problem.
And it's not helping people.
Mm-mm.
Because under those circumstances, they have no incentive to do better themselves. Not only that, but even worse than that, it's such a loose system that you can claim you only make $27,000 a year, and you could be making $30,000 a year under the table.
Yeah.
And nobody tracks that.
Right.
No, so
right.
The system.
And we're not talking about, there are some people that are truly disabled
yes,
in America. We get
absolutely.
It. We totally get it. What
and
we're
they
talking
deserve
about is
help.
The able. We're talking about the able that are able to stick in programs like this without ever getting an incentive, which we used to call hard work and going up the food chain so you could afford more. But the amount of money that these programs subsidize for them. There is no reason to move beyond cashier at McDonald's. There's no reason to. You've got the equivalent of the manager's salary in programs. So they keep adding more and more programs. And then, of course, now daycare, 24 hours. I mean, my gosh.
Who needs 24-hour daycare?
I don't know. It's like, just give your kid to the government. I mean, I just... You know, we have a problem in recognizing everybody wants to put something in for need. OK, everybody wants to be the savior of need. The problem is that we don't really identify what need is. I can have empathy for a lot of situations, but why can't churches help out? Why can't neighbors help? Why can't people be part of that instead of always the government? That's my question.
Well, I do have to add this now because you said that. These programs we're talking about are taxpayer-funded programs.
Uh-huh.
Churches help on top of that.
I know they do. You're right.
On top of that.
They do.
And we don't hear about
they
that.
They do.
They don't publicize their charitable works.
I know
works.
Of someone that took government money and church money and then claimed still that nobody was giving them money.
Right.
And that situation, it got pretty bad because they were able to do it. They were able to take from both.
Yep.
And that, see... We didn't always work it this way. We didn't always have this issue. This has grown, and now they're inching it toward that national average of pay that, by the way, hasn't changed since 1991.
We also, unfortunately, didn't have as large a percentage of the population that was willing to defraud the taxpayers.
Yeah, and they do so with almost like... We're just A-OK with this.
Yeah, no, they deserve it.
Might as well go to me kind of mentality, right? Because you see so many people abusing it, and then people go, well, it might as well go to me.
Yep.
Instead, we used to have some shame about it.
Yes.
And shame was OK because it kind of kept it in its place a little bit. You know, shame kept us from wanting to be in that situation. So you worked your rear end off. You tried to, at least. And now you're sitting pretty... With all of these programs, and that is the problem, is that there really is no incentive. So when they come out with articles and all they want from you is your empathy, and all they run on is empathy, and then, oh, by the way, taxpayers are funding these subsidies, but don't ever look at that. Just look at it like a grant. Look at it like free money, honey. And so, you know, you should be really glad that these programs exist because so many are in need. We lose integrity as people when people are not incentivized to help out. Why aren't people incentivized to help out in churches like it used to be? I was watching a movie the other night, another movie that showcased how the churches stepped in and did everything. Okay, it was the churches. They weren't competing or adding on to government. It was just the churches that helped out. So, you know, if you really needed help, you went to them, but they were able to turn off the faucet pretty quickly. They were able to say, here's some temporary help. And that's how it worked. Or your neighbors helped out. But now there's people aren't incentivized to help. And when people aren't incentivized to help because they go, well, there's a government program for that. I'm being taxed through the, you know, to the hilt for that government program. So go to the government program for help. Then the problem is that we lose integrity as people. We lose character as a populace. Because then we are aiding and abetting the government power and control in turning us into universal income recipients. That's really what this is about. At a time in America when churches and people helped and the government was low on the totem pole, or there was so much shame involved in going to the government, that was actually a time when we had more character and integrity as a nation. We're losing that because of this. That's the problem. We're losing it.
This is the reason I love old movies.
Why?
Because you see this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1937.
You see it showcased.
Captain's Courageous. Rudyard Kipling's book made into a movie. And there's a scene in there where the kid does something bad.
Yeah.
And he's embarrassed by it.
Right.
And he's crying. And he says to the fisherman, I'm so embarrassed. And the answer was, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. No, that wasn't the answer.
Yeah.
The answer was, we all need to be embarrassed sometimes when we do wrong. That's how we learn not to do wrong.
Well.
And we don't say that anymore.
Amen to that. I know we don't. We really don't. And so when I see articles like this, and all it is a grab for empathy, really the whole article, she was crying as she was talking about this program. And they're making me want to feel all this empathy, so therefore it's okay to steal from people. It's called plunder. You take from people their tax dollars unnecessarily to help with these kinds of programs. Well, it's not okay. It's theft. It's theft. Plunder is theft. It's forced from you to do this. So no empathy here for that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Red eye wave in the air. Red eye love.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
Brandly coming on strong.
There we go. I love songs that talk about the radio. It's cool. All right, welcome back, and it's Radar Love and by Golden Earring. They didn't do a lot of hits, did they? Beyond this one, I don't know. I don't remember Golden Earring. Anyway, okay. Anyway, I think this was like their one token song. Welcome back to the show. I'm probably wrong, but who knows? Go to UtahLibertyFestival.com, UtahLibertyFestival.com. You get $10 off today. Do this because the tickets were cheap to begin with, and then you get $10 off. You can do that by the end of the day. Or the end of the night. Listen, this is going to be a festival. It's going to be amazing. UtahLibertyFestival.com. Please go there and get your tickets today. Also, gosh, and go look at the guest lineup. It's huge. They're bringing in a ton of people. Also, I just wanted to mention, I love Beehive Equipment Rental. Not only do they have like air compressors and tools, and I mean anything to do anything, construction equipment, generators, heaters, fans, landscaping, tools, pumps. I mean, you name it, they've got it. Trailers, water equipment, you can go and rent the equipment that you need. They are fairly priced. They're amazing. You're going to get the best prices here. 628-6663. Beehive Rental, owned by just Patriots. Wonderful Patriots. Love these guys. And so Beehive Rental. And then also make sure and go to ABC Auto Body Central because you're going to love them. They are, in fact, Patriots again, because I'm not going to talk about people that aren't. So Patriots again. ABC Rental is fantastic. And by the way, if you get in an accident, you get to choose your provider. So they're the people to go to. Just think ABCs. ABC, okay. ABC and Auto Body Central is the ones to go to. What can I say? They fixed a lot of my cars. So you're going to love them. All right. So we have Willie Billings. You're running for a legislative seat. I love this. I'm really, really happy to announce that Brad Last is not running again. There are many reasons for my joy because I've been talking about Brad for a decade, and it's been horrendous. Every single time I've had to talk about him, I'm so sorry. But every time I've had to talk about him, you know, I'm just going to be honest. He's written all the tax bills that are harming you. He was their guy for taxes. He was against Dixie. He was against everything that is right. And so I'm sorry to start it this way, but I just have to say I was so thrilled to see that Lowry Snow and Brad Last were out. And I'm really happy to see Willie Billings, because I was listening to your ad coming into the last segment of the show. And I have to say, I listened to your ad. It came on the radio the other day, and it was talking about the fact of, I don't want to present you with a whole bunch of more bills because that's big government. Let's get rid of bills. And I was like, I was in my car cheering. I'm like, yay, Willie. This is awesome. And so I have to say thank you for that, because hardly anyone ever says that. I really appreciate you saying that.
You bet. You bet. Well, I just believe that our value shouldn't be measured on how many bills and record numbers of bills.
Yeah.
I think we should measure it based on how few bills we do and how many bad and outdated and ridiculous bills we got rid of.
That's how you should measure success. And this whole let's stay busy by doing bad bills mentality has hurt us so badly. And we don't realize it. I think as a populace, we don't realize it. We've always gauged it that way. Yeah. Well, how many bills did you do? After people come out with the I'm against big government, then they go in and swell government up. And so it's just the wrong mentality for us, the people. And Willie is running for this seat. I'm just so happy because you're really the shoe-in for this. I mean, honestly, you're going to win this seat. And I really do hope people vote for you, because we need somebody in there that recognizes that recognizes the fact that the legislature is just sort of hell-bent on presenting big government. This is not the answer for our state. Our state's already in trouble.
No, you're exactly right. The fact that they're bragging about record numbers of bills tells you their mentality and how they value what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with that. Now, I've come to understand that a lot of those bills that they're bragging about were bills that got rid of other ones.
Right, right.
Which is fantastic. But where's the messaging to the people that that's what's actually going on? They're getting rid of bills. They're missing out. And for some reason, Republicans fail when it compared to Democrats on messaging. And they've got to get that message out that they're doing the right thing for people.
Right. And then how do you feel about elections? Because I heard not a word out of so many politicians around here as far as election fraud. And it's really a shame, because the people will talk about it, but elected officials, not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, except, you know, that's a big topic. How do you feel about election fraud?
Well, last year or last go around, I felt compelled to go over to the county administration building and watch for 4 hours the process that our county does.
Right.
And I sat there for 4 hours and I watched every single, I think there's 12 or 13 different steps that they take with each individual ballot to identify and make sure it's the right ballot with the right address, and just double and triple verify everything. And I watched that entire process until it hit the machine that counted them.
Right.
Well, I don't know what happened to the ballots before they got to them, and I don't know what happened with the machine, but I'm absolutely sure that Washington County is part in that, and what they're doing at the county, and Susan Lewis and her whole crew of Melanie Appelknapp, they're fantastic. And I watched it firsthand because I was concerned.
Because we did have fraud in Washington County.
And so. I've been involved for over 20 years with the county chairman here and the vice chairman. I thought, I've never seen this. I want to go watch and see what's going on. It was fantastic. So that part of it is solid. What happens before they get the ballots and what happens when it hits me, I can't speak to that.
And it seemed like everybody put their head in the sand that was in elected office. And I went, wow, that's also with the mandatory vaccine. So Walt was one of the only ones that came out with companies, you can't do this. You can't do the mandated vaccines. And we know we're going back in that direction with little Mr. Monkeypox and all the other things they're going to dream up. And so how do you feel about that? Because I couldn't believe some of the backlash that Walt Brooks got over that, and that everybody wasn't on board with that kind of freedom from, you know, not being forced to take a shot.
Well, this is America.
Yeah, I mean, think we're forgetting that.
We're forgetting the freedoms that we have here and what the Constitution stands for and all those things. And it's ridiculous that we even have to address this issue.
I know.
But the reality is they shouldn't be able to force anything on us.
Right.
I mean, we should have freedom to choose each and everything what we do with our vaccinations, whether we choose. And I'm not against people that want to get vaccinated. I'm against them telling us we have to.
Yes.
I'm adamantly against anything like that.
Any kind of force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you admire in politics?
Well, everybody goes to Reagan, but, you know, I grew up in that era, so I knew of him, and that was my first real mix. And I've studied some of his speeches and some of those types of things. But I don't have a specific person. I look to people that I feel like stand up for people. I don't want to be a legislator.
Right.
I want to be a representative. That's what it's called, House of Representatives. And I think they've lost that. If you're going to be a representative, you got to stay well connected to and in constant communication with your constituents.
Right.
That's where the best ideas are going to come from. It's not from the guys at the legislature. The gals and guys up there, the body there just doesn't have the mass knowledge and expertise that the voting base does.
Right.
Your best ideas are going to come from the voting base. And how do you know if you're not connected to them?
Yeah.
And we've been missing that for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. How do you feel about Dixie? I mean, we got really screwed over by state senators and legislators on this, and in a big way down here. They did the fake fight. They wouldn't really stand up until the very end, and then they sort of did a fake fight. Let's include Dixie campus on the very bottom of the sign where nobody looks, and then let's put some shrubs over it so nobody ever sees the word Dixie. That kind of screwing around with us. How do you feel about Dixie?
Well, they didn't think they were going to get this kind of backlash on this thing.
Yeah.
So I think that was just a bone they threw to try to soften the blow.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at the name change of Dixie or Cedar Redmond and Cedar City getting rid of the Redmond. I look at all of the same thing. Anybody that subscribes to that, they've not only submitted to, but they've joined the woke, weak culture.
Mm-hmm. And they're supporting it. They're supporting this culture change.
Yeah. And it perpetuates it. It just keeps it going and makes it more and more popular.
Right.
When you have to have representation. And quite frankly, the public's got to stand up in mass force and say, we are not doing this. No, the answer's no.
Yeah, it's fair to say that Brad Lass, Lowry Snow, Don Ibsen are not very popular in southern Utah right now with what they did and what they didn't do to stand up for Dixie, I have to say. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
Do you imagine a time in the future where we could get our representatives back living locally in their district? Because of the availability of secure voting online and virtual meetings, why do they have to live in Salt Lake City?
Well, they're only up there for the session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the 45 days of the session. They all live within their district or they couldn't run.
Mm-hmm.
But they're up there, you know, for the 45-day session. And then they have to go up for special sessions that the governor or the speaker
Like happening all the time now, which we should be against.
Yeah.
Everything's an emergency now.
And you guys, nobody does this for money, at least what you get paid to do it. You get paid squat to do this. I didn't even know until about a month ago. I'd never actually looked into what you get paid. It's not much.
It's like
$8,000 or $9,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a lot.
So you don't do it for that.
No. So. They do it for the power. And the power is what's the sick part about
it. And that's what's wrong. That's why good people go and get involved. They see the garbage that's going on and they withdraw and go home and say, I'm just going to live my life.
Right.
Because they don't want that power. They're not looking for the notoriety. They just want to help. And then when they see the garbage, they go, I just don't want me and my family subjected to that.
Yeah.
So they go back and live their lives. And who are we left with?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. You can call up 888-673-1450. You can ask questions. We're talking with Willie Billings. Thankfully, Brad Lass is not running again. And he, by the way, wrote every single one of your tax bills and then pretended to be a conservative. So I just so you guys know, just want to make sure everybody realizes that. And he's not running. Willie is running for that seat. And I'm really happy to hear that. I think he's the natural shoe-in for this seat. And we want to be able to hold your feet to the fire, you know, because really, once people get in, we've seen a lot of people change.
Yeah.
And so we always talk about the courage factor. You know, what kind of courage do you have to stand up to the people that once you get in, A, you're going to be threatened. You will be threatened.
Yeah,
your family will be threatened. And you will be told that you have to go along with the party no matter what anyone says. What are you going to do when you get that kind of garbage thrown at you? Because believe me, it will be.
Well, I know exactly why that's going. I've had that question a lot of times.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. People asking me. I had somebody say to me, Willie, I campaign event. They said, Willie, I've loved you mm-hmm. as a friend for 30 years, and I just don't want to see what happened to those guys happen to you. And that shook me.
Yeah.
This is a dear friend of mine.
Wow.
And so I had to do some deep, and I come up with why people change. They stop taking counsel from the right people.
Yeah, you're right.
You're supposed to take counsel from the people that elect you, the people in the towns. Mm-hmm. That's who you take your counsel from, and that collective counsel is the most important. But as soon as you think you're something special and you get up there around that atmosphere and you start taking counsel from the speaker
it's
or
like
the governor
you guys
or the
versus
lobbyist.
The people.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's
and,
how
and
they
you,
get.
And so I've taught my children to be very careful who you take counsel from.
You're right.
Do they have your best interests at heart? And are they an expert? And in most cases, that's not the situation.
So true. I mean, we've seen it time and time again, huh, Uncle Milty?
Mm-hmm.
Our party here loves to tell people what to do. It's like Ibsen, you know, I don't read any bills. I just get direction and they tell me what to vote. And I know you're not like that.
Oh, wow.
He actually said that to his constituency and was proud of it. Ibsen was proud of it. I could not even believe it. And so you'll read the bills, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would really appreciate it if you would read the bills.
Well, I'm building a coalition of people that I can email it to them and say, tell me how this affects you, your family, your business.
Tell me what you see.
And what are the unintended consequences you see?
Right.
And that's where I'm going to get my
counsel
from.
And this is your group that will tell you the truth.
That I trust and they know I'm okay if they disagree with me.
Right, right. Because I think what's happened is it's shameful. And these people, these same individuals have stayed in power for so long and it's just shameful. Go ahead.
Are you willing to speak out if you were put undue pressure on something? If they were putting undue pressure on you or maybe some mm-hmm. veiled threats about a certain piece of legislation, would you come out and say that? Because I've never heard a politician come out and say,
I think that's
hey,
what
I
happened with
threatened.
The Dixie thing. I think they were threatened. What
my
would
answer
you?
To that?
Yeah.
They better not try it.
Well,
because they're gonna,
I know
they're going to try it. They're going to try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they are.
I'm fully prepared to understand that's
they
how
will.
It's going to go. But don't put pressure on me and threaten me and my family or any other thing like that, because that will be exposed.
Yeah,
will be exposed and that'll come out.
They also wanted to brush that whole vaccine business can't do this to you. Thing under the a lot of Republicans came out and wanted to get rid of that bill. They didn't like that bill because mm-hmm.
When there's some people up there that don't want me to get elected. So a lot of them do.
Yeah.
But there's some that don't because they know that about me. When I was the vice chair of the state party, I took a stand on the issues. But I've got the ability to gather people and put my arms around it and bring people together too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
under principle, that's good, right?
Yeah,
under principles, that's a good thing. Thanks, Willie Billings.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
your time. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. And we'll be right back. Christopher Fulton joins us. Author Christopher Fulton joins us at the end of the show, the last hour. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. And in the next hour, we discuss some of the headlines that were missed. And so a lot ahead. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.